the previous episode, we revealed major Zionist players and their anti-democratic views. In this episode, we further uncover statements of well-known Zionists revealing the fundamental anti-democratic views of Zionist Israel. Let's continue to outline the statements of famous Zionist Israelis and see if they conform with universal values of democracy. Debunking the Great Deception, Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East. But don't take our word for it, take theirs. Benny Morris. Palestinian society is a very sick society. It should be treated the way we treat individuals who are serial killers. Maybe over the years, the establishment of a Palestinian state will help in the healing process. But in the meantime, until the medicine is found, they have to be contained so that they will not succeed in murdering us. Something like a cage has to be built for them. I know that sounds terrible, it is really cruel, but there is no choice. There is a wild animal there that has to be locked up in one way or another. Rafael Aitan. When we have settled land, all the Arabs will be able to do about it will be to scurry around like drugged cockroaches in a bottle. David Ben-Gurion. We must expel Arabs and take their places. Vladimir Jabotinsky. A voluntary reconciliation with the Arabs is out of the question, either now or in the future. Zionism is a colonization adventure and therefore it stands or falls by the question of armed force. It is important to speak Hebrew, but unfortunately it is even more important to be able to shoot, or else I am through with playing at colonizing. Matityahu Peled. The thesis that the danger of genocide was hanging over us in June of 1967 and that Israel was fighting for its physical existence is only a bluff, which was born and developed after the war. Uri Lubrani. We shall reduce the Arab population to a community of woodcutters and waiters. Moshe Dayan. It lies upon the people's shoulders to prepare for the war, but it lies upon the Israeli army to carry out the fight with the ultimate object of erecting the Israeli empire. Abba Iban. If the General Assembly were to vote by 121 votes to 1 in favor of Israel returning to the armistice lines, pre-June 1967 borders, Israel would refuse to comply with the decision. Golda Meir. There was no such thing as Palestinians. They never existed. Chairman Heilbrun. We have to kill all the Palestinians unless they are resigned to live here as slaves. Israel Koenig. We must use terror, assassination, intimidation, land confiscation, and the cutting of all social services to rid the Galilee of its Arab population. David Ben-Gurion. We should prepare to go over to the offensive. Our aim is to smash Lebanon, Transjordan, and Syria. The weak point is Lebanon, for the Muslim regime is artificial and easy for us to undermine. Ariel Sharon. Every time we do something, you tell me America will do this and will do that. I want to tell you something very clear. Don't worry about American pressure on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control America, and the Americans know it. Theodore Herzl. Spirit the penniless population across the frontier by denying it employment. Both the process of expropriation and the removal of the poor must be carried out discreetly and circumspectly. In these two episodes, we looked into the statements of Zionists themselves to see if they were in accordance with democratic values. So far, we have realized that the Zionist state of Israel cannot be considered a democracy, let alone the only democracy in the Middle East. Those that consider Zionist Israel to be the only democracy in the Middle East have been misguided or naive and clueless, and truly, anyone who believes that Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East does not know what democracy means. To the Zionists, as we have seen from their own words, democracy and human rights are not important. Only Zionism is important. You and we both wished these were the only anti-democratic statements of Israeli Zionists, but unfortunately, even after two whole episodes, there are still more anti-democratic Israeli Zionists we still need to bring to the world's attention.